You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. A couple of weeks ago, I was chatting to Devlin about Rachel, who was struggling to move things around, obviously with the sea swim and the time trial, and was wondering if she could drop the time trial. And we had a great question from John asking about the time trial, Dev. And he says, "Hola, coaches." He says, "On my schedule, I've got a 5K time trial," and we use them quite often here at Coach Parry. John wants to know, what is the purpose of this workout? Is it for extra speed work? Am I trying to learn something? The reason I ask is I did a time trial at the end of May, and also I had 5 and 10K races this month. I ran very hard, and in both races, I was kind of wrecked for a number of days. Would running another time trial in the middle of my marathon plan sort of be counterproductive to this point? Thanks for your help, John.
Yeah, so Brad, there's sort of a couple of aspects to that question. Firstly, let me just answer what the time trial is and why we use a time trial. So how we structure time trials is we put our time trials in, depending on what program you're on, either every 3 weeks or every 4 weeks. And we use those time trials as progress measures, so progress testing. So we always try and say, don't test yourself and your condition in every run. The idea is to stick to the program, stick to those easy runs when they need to be. And every 3 or every 4 weeks, we'll throw a 5K time trial in, and that's how we measure the progress and whether you're getting better or not. So that's the first thing, and that's the point of a time trial. They will generally also fit into a recovery week, or what we like to call a deload week. So your volume and your intensity is lighter, meaning you're fresher come time trial day as well to be able to give it everything. So yeah, that's the idea. The time trial is there as a performance test, if you'd like. When it comes down to John's question here, where he's saying he's run one quite recently, he's done 2 back-to-back races, if I'm not mistaken, and he's struggling with recovery. From that purpose, the recovery is always going to be first prize. So I'm very happy for him to drop a time trial and maybe push it out to the next time trial, which is in another 4 weeks, because him having done a 5K race or a 10K race is a good enough indicator as to where he is to use that as a performance measure. And we generally suggest that as well. So if someone has got a race coming up, they are welcome to use that 5K race as a time trial. So you want to structure your training to work around that sort of intensity and making sure that you are recovering. If he tells me that he's done a race and he's feeling a little bit wrecked a couple of days after, I'm always going to default back to forced better recovery, take some time off, and scrap a time trial. If you try and put another time trial in and he's done 3 intensity runs in a week or 2 weeks, the chances are he's risking injury then, and we obviously trying to stay away from that as far as possible.
Yeah, Devin, and so many people sort of missed it. It took me forever to figure this out, that you don't actually get stronger in the run that you're doing at the time. It's your body builds and gets stronger in recovery, and if you're not allowing yourself to recover enough, it's pointless adding that extra training plan, because you're just adding more and more and more, and you're just going to dig yourself into a hole, essentially. So, John, great question. Dev, great advice. Thank you very much. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Cool. Thanks, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.